Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to talk about teaching our kids those things that truly matter in life. The first thing that I'd like to speak to is something known as dressing with self-respect. There was a time when people dressed wanting to look good when they went out into the community. I don't know exactly what has happened, except for the fact that people want to be comfortable, quote unquote. However, I do know that there are plenty of clothes that one can find that look good on a person, feel good on a person, and can help a person feel good about themselves. I don't know about you, but when I see teeny boppers running around in shorts so short that their buttocks are hanging out, that makes me feel rather uncomfortable. Same can be said for people who wear these clothes that just have so much lycra in them, you can see every bump and bulge in their entire being. I don't understand why it is that people want to wear these things. Yes, I understand that if you go into the gym to work out, maybe that's the appropriate workout wear. However, for me, I'd rather see someone accentuate their good parts and hide the bad. That is what real good clothing does for a person. And as we get older, this is even more important. So why don't we just teach our kids how to dress in such a fashion that they look really cute or really good in what they're wearing, so they want to keep that up for the rest of their lives. It will definitely help them when they're interacting with other people, especially people in places where they could use their assistance. Next. I don't know what it is about parents today, but it seems like they want their kids to be perfect, ambitious individuals, sometimes leading the lives that maybe the adult wasn't able to do for themselves. And this puts a whole lot of pressure on the kid, and it's totally unnecessary. Each person needs to be developed for who and what they're all about. Instead of crushing kids with these ridiculous ideas of who you would like them to be. We all have our talents, we all have our purpose, and it's up to each individual to figure that out. And as a parent, it's your job to help your kid figure this out, but please do it in an exploratory fashion rather than a forcing or judgmental fashion. Third, it really truly is the little things in life that matter the most. An exquisite meal, being able to have a wonderful one-on-one conversation with someone who you truly adore being with, maybe someone who has a little bit more wisdom. This is true for adults, as it is for kids, actually. Kids say the damnedest things, they really, really do, if we listen to them. And I would also say that learning about other cultures is a really important thing, especially in this time of xenophobia based on our current leadership in the United States anyway. It's really through travel and exploration and meeting up with different kinds of people that we learn that they're just like us. They want the same things we do. Happy, contented lives. That's it. That's what most people want. All around the world. So why don't we just allow humanity to speak for itself instead of coloring it with attitudes based on ignorance, because perhaps we've never been around other people. Next, this news or fake news. You know, I don't understand exactly when or how we got rid of these things called facts that explain what's going on in the world. But I myself, I spend no time watching news on TV. I spend little time listening to news on the radio. I'll go online, I'll find some news through the places that are known for actually being able to report it and read the stuff that is of interest to me. That's it. Because the reality of the situation is that I don't think we get a lot of news these days. What we get is a lot of, I don't know, sensationalization without context. And it seems the only context that we get is about the disgusting behavior of those people in Hollywood and sports, the people that our kids all too often look up to too much. It's time to get back to reality and the things that truly matter, and to care about our world because we care about ourselves. These are the things that we need to teach our children today. Because without that, we don't have a prayer. Spirituality is important to you. It may or may not be important to your kid. And I'm not talking about religion per se. I'm talking about the belief that there may be something bigger and more influential than we mere mortals here on planet Earth. And that may be of some interest to your kid. I don't know. I think at some point during the teenage years or maybe in the 20s, kids generally start looking at different aspects of, is there a God? What does it mean? Do I care? Whatever. Honestly, that's something to be encouraged. Let them explore and let them figure out what they need to figure out for themselves. It may be just like a lot of my own clients believe that there's a universe, and that's enough. No need to push it on them at all. All they're going to do is fight back anyway. And lastly, just know that if you treat your kid with kindness, they may very well learn kindness. Because that's the thing that we're missing the most in the society today, as far as I'm concerned. There's way too many people who are out for themselves, doing whatever they need to hustle, what they feel they need from other people. Kindness, sensitivity, caring and sharing, these are the things that we need to teach our kids how to do. And one of the ways that you do it is by role modeling it, the people around you. Have a nice word for them. Give an appropriate compliment. Make a cool observation about what they've done. These are the things that we need to do in order to have our kids be, well, happy and fulfilled and just enjoy their fun moments and enjoy their goofiness and their inspired words of wisdom. And with that, I think we'll get a lot further than by what we're doing right now, which obviously isn't working given the amount of kids who have depression and anxiety and are committing suicide all around us. Please allow the kids the space to be who they are and help them aspire to be the best that they can be. But it doesn't have to be always through grades, and it doesn't have to be by being some sort of professional you have in their mind to have them become. Just let them be who they are and let them explore their own world and figure it out with a little bit of your help and guidance. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you,
you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.